Hello everybody, this is Dr. Will Clower. Welcome to Cooking for Health. During this program, we're talking about desserts. Desserts all week long. And the dessert that, you know, here's the statistics on chocolate. The dessert that everybody loves. Do you know how many people love chocolate? I'm going to give you the data. Here. Statistics show that 14 out of every 12 people like chocolate. It's amazing. I don't even know how they got those numbers. Unbelievable. Truly. But there it is. When you get chocolate, I had somebody come up to me and say, I can't eat chocolate. My doctor said I couldn't have chocolate. He said, you've got to, and looked at me and said, what about that? I started to lay into him with some data. And he said, yeah, I can't have my Oreos. I can't have my syrup, is what this person said to me. All that stuff, that's not chocolate. That is not chocolate. Just because it's chocolate colored or chocolate flavored does not mean it's chocolate. If you want to be healthy, if you want to get the health benefits of chocolate and eat it too, then you want to focus on higher cocoa content and lower sugar content. Otherwise, you're just having a brown colored, chocolate colored vehicle for your sugar and dye and grossness. Don't eat that. It's bad for you. When you're buying your chocolate, have solid, dark chocolate. The only exception to that rule is if your chocolate includes something that is itself a food, like orange, like chili, like cherry, like blueberry, any of that stuff, all that stuff on its own is a food. It's wonderful. However, the caramel and the nougat and the wafer and all that other stuff is terrible for you. Do not eat it. Even if it says dark chocolate, don't eat it because all the stuff in the middle makes it bad for you. Cool? I know. Well, listen, if you have any questions, you come by our site. That's willclower.com. Take care. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.